Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. Political parties get into full campaign mode for Lok Sabha polls with multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds public meetings in Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra, asserts polling in ensuing Lok Sabha elections is for a developed India. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi says upcoming polls is a battle between two ideologies. Election Commission directs clear identification of printers and publishers on election-related material to ensure accountability. 69 Indian universities make it to the QS World University rankings. JNU emerges as the highest-ranked Indian university. And in IPL cricket, match between Rajasthan Royals and Gujarat Titans underway in Jaipur. Campaigning has intensified for the first and the second phase of Lok Sabha elections. Senior leaders of various political parties held multiple rallies and roadshows in different parts of the country today to garner support for the candidates. Voting for the first phase will be held on the 19th of this month, and polling for the second phase will take place on the 26th of this month. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi addressed election rallies in Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra today. Speaking at Ramtek in Maharashtra, Mr. Modi said voting in the ensuing Lok Sabha elections is for a developed India.
Aaj Modi shat pratishat labhartiyon ko shat pratishat yojanaon ke labh ki guarantee deta hai to yahi sachcha samajik nyay hai yahi sachcha secularism hota hai kyunki usme bhedbhav ki koi sambhavna hi nahi bachti usme jo haqdar hai वो छूट नहीं जाता शत प्रतिशत लोगों को उसका हक का जो लाभ है उसे पहुंचता है.
Early in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the gatherings at Coimbatore and Vellore in Tamil Nadu. Prime Minister Modi said NDA government has invested lakhs and crores of rupees for the development of Tamil Nadu in the last 10 years. He slammed the Congress and DMK for promoting dynasty politics and said both family parties are keen to stay in power by uttering lies. On the other hand, DMK President and Chief Minister M.K. Stalin held public meetings at Theni and Dindigul districts to garner votes for the INDIA bloc. He criticized the BJP government for not conducting the caste-wise polls. All India Anna Dravida Munetra Kazhagam, EIA, DMK and Congress leaders also held rallies in different parts of Tamil Nadu. Congress leader and former Finance Minister P. Chidambaram said that the assurances given in the party's poll manifesto are viable and will be implemented for the benefit of the people. MDMK leader Vaiko and AIA DMK leader E. Palaniswamy said that DMK is only concerned about staying in power and is cheating the people with fake promises. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah took part in a public meeting in Gaya district of Bihar. Mr. Shah accused both the INDIA alliance parties, Congress and the Rashtriya Janata Dal, of indulging in politics of appeasement. He said the BJP is talking about bringing a uniform civil code, but Congress and its allies are opposing the scrapping of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir and Triple Talaq. Mr. Shah stressed that only Prime Minister Narendra Modi can lead India to the path of a developed country.
मोदी जी को तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बनाने का मतलब है हमारे अर्थतंत्र को संसार में तीसरे नंबर का अर्थतंत्र बनाना. मोदी जी को प्रधानमंत्री तीसरी बार बनाने का मतलब है चंद्रयान, मंगलयान और आदित्ययान तीनों की सफलता दर्ज करना. और मोदी जी को तीसरी बार प्रधानमंत्री बनाने का मतलब है कश्मीर, नॉर्थ ईस्ट और पूरे वामपंथी उग्रवादी क्षेत्र से वामपंथी उग्रवाद का सफाया कर देना.
Talking to media about Mr. Shah's Gaya rally, RJD leader Tejaswi Yadav said, BJP leaders are not talking about the important issues and Bihar's development.
आप गृह मंत्री भारत सरकार में आपका अहम रोल रहा है. आप बिहार के लिए जितने भी वादे किया था क्या पूरे हुए हैं? आप बिहार के स्पेशल पैकेज के बारे में नहीं बोल रहे, स्पेशल राज्य के दर्जे के बारे में नहीं बोल रहे, आप ये नहीं बता रहे कि कितनी नौकरियां दी, अग्निवीर योजना क्यों आप लाए, महंगाई क्यों नहीं खत्म की, बिहार में निवेश क्यों नहीं कराया, बिहार में इंडस्ट्री कारखाने क्यों नहीं लगवाए, किसानों का आय दुगुना क्यों नहीं किया, स्मार्ट सिटी का क्या हुआ, गंगा सफाई अभियान का क्या हुआ, मेक इन इंडिया का क्या हुआ, बिहार का पलायन क्यों नहीं रोका, इस पे तो नहीं बोल रहे।
In Rajasthan, senior leaders of BJP and Congress are going full throttle to woo the voters for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections. Addressing a press conference in Bikaner today, senior BJP leader S. Jaishankar said that not only the security of the country, but the prestige of the country as well has increased in the last 10 years. BJP leader and Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma held public meetings at Dausa and Jaipur Rural. On the other hand, Congress leader and former Rajasthan Chief Minister Ashok Gehlot held poll rallies in Jalore and Ahore. He said the Congress has made important contributions to the development of the country. State Congress President Govind Dotasara also addressed public meetings in Hanumangarh and Ganganagar districts. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi today stated that this Lok Sabha election is a battle between two ideologies. In a social media post, Mr. Gandhi claimed that on one side is Congress, which has always united India, and on the other side are those who have always tried to divide it. He said history is witness to who joined hands with forces that wanted to divide the country and who fought for the unity and independence of the country. The Congress today accused the government of misusing the central agencies, including ED, CBI and Income Tax, against the opposition leaders. Briefing media New Delhi, party spokesperson Abhishek Manu Singhvi alleged that the cases against politicians predominantly featured opposition leaders' names.
How unfair, how motivated, how partisan, how one-sided this whole approach of the BJP ruling government is during election time to mislead the people and to misuse agencies. It has never happened in 75 years of Indian history.
Meanwhile, the party came down heavily on Modi government for privatizing the Sainik schools across the country. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, the party questioned the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding with Sainik schools and demanded to annul these MOUs in the interest of Sainik schools. BJP today released and the list of 9 candidates for the ensuing Lok Sabha polls. The party has fielded Rajya Sabha MP Neeraj Shekhar from Balia Lok Sabha seat, while Neeraj Tripathi will contest from Allahabad, and Jaivir Singh Thakur from Mainpuri parliamentary constituency in Uttar Pradesh. Sanjay Tandon will be the BJP candidate from Chandigarh, and SS Aluwalia will fight from West Bengal's Asansol Lok Sabha seat in place of singer Pawan Singh. In a series covering profiles of key constituencies across states and union territories through the Lok Sabha elections, today we bring a report on Nagaur parliamentary seat in Rajasthan. The state is going to polls in 2 phases. Voting in Nagaur Lok Sabha constituency will take place in the first phase on the 19th of this month. We have a report.
The Mirza family has dominated this seat since independence. Nathuram Mirza was elected MP from this seat 6 times. After his death in 1997, BJP had opened its account for the first time on this seat by fielding his son Bhanu Prakash Mirza against Congress candidate. In the 2009 elections, Nathuram Mirza's granddaughter Jyoti Mirza contested as Congress candidate and won from this seat. But in 2014, BJP's C.R. Chaudhary won the election from this seat. In 2019, BJP left this seat for its alliance partner RLP and its chief Hanuman Beniwal defeated Congress candidate Jyoti Mirza. This time a total of 9 candidates including BJP, RLP, BSP are in the fray. Like the previous elections, the main contest this time also is between Hanuman Beniwal and Jyoti Mirza. But the equations have completely changed now. This time, Mr. Beniwal's RLP party has formed an alliance with Congress instead of BJP. Whereas Jyoti Mirza left Congress some time ago and joined BJP and become the party's candidate. Jitendra Dwivedi, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
The Election Commission has announced a fresh polling schedule for Betul Lok Sabha constituency in Madhya Pradesh. The polling, which was scheduled to be held in the second phase on the 26th of April, will now be held in the third phase on the 7th of May. The election in Bethul seat has been adjourned following the death of Bahujan Samaj Party candidate Ashok Bhallavi on the 9th of April. The Election Commission has directed all states and union territories mandating the clear identification of printers and publishers on printed election-related material to ensure accountability and transparency in poll campaigning. The Commission decided after representations were received stating that in hoarding spaces controlled by municipal authorities, poll hoardings without the identity of the printer or publisher have been noticed. It said the Representation of the People Act prohibits the printing or publishing of election pamphlets, posters, placards or banners without prominently displaying the name and address of the printer and publisher. The Commission said this requirement of disclosing the identity of publishers serves as a cornerstone for regulating campaign financing and fixing responsibility in case content is found unbecoming of the framework of the Model Code of Conduct. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. Welcome back. You're listening to the News at 9. The Jawaharlal Nehru University, JNU, emerged as the highest-ranked Indian university in the World University Rankings list released today by London-based higher education analytics firm Quacquarelli Simmons QS. Under the subject of development studies, JNU was ranked 20th. A total of 69 Indian universities made it to the rankings with 424 entries across all subjects. It is 19.4% higher than the previous year's 355 entries. Further, the Indian Institute of Management, IIM Ahmedabad, is among the top 25 institutions around the globe for business and management studies, while IIM Bangalore and Calcutta are in the top 50. The Supreme Court today refused to hear on an urgent basis the petition of Delhi Chief Minister and Aam Aadmi Party AAP leader Arvind Kejriwal challenging Delhi High Court's observation on his arrest by the Enforcement Directorate in the excise policy case. Meanwhile, a Delhi court dismissed an application moved by Chief Minister Kejriwal seeking more time to meet his lawyers during his judicial custody. Delhi Social Welfare Minister Rajkumar Anand today resigned from his post. He also quit the Aam Aadmi Party. Talking to media, alleged that the party is embroiled in corruption, which has made it impossible for him to stay in AAP any further. The festival of Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, was celebrated across Jammu and Kashmir today with religious fervor and gaiety. Rest of the country will celebrate Eid ul-Fitr tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi greeted the nation on the eve of Eid ul-Fitr. In IPL cricket, the match between Rajasthan Royals and Gujarat Titans is underway in Jaipur, put into bat Rajasthan Royals for 170 for 2 in 19 overs when reports last came in. Earlier, Gujarat Titans won the toss and opted to bowl. In badminton, two-time Olympic medalist P.V. Sindhu defeated world number 33, Goh Jin Wei of Malaysia, to enter the round of 16 at the Asia Championships in China. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Political parties get into full campaign mode for Lok Sabha polls with multiple rallies across the country. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds public meetings in Tamil Nadu and Maharashtra. Asserts polling in ensuing Lok Sabha elections is for a developed India. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi says upcoming polls is a battle between two ideologies. Election Commission directs clear identification of printers and publishers on election-related material to ensure accountability. 69 Indian universities make it to QS World University Rankings. JNU emerges as the highest-ranked Indian university. And in IPL cricket match between Rajasthan Royals and Gujarat Titans underway in Jaipur. And that is all in the News at 9. Good night.